All right, Cody Shock, man, I first noticed you here maybe 2 years ago. First, I don't know who the hell you were, and then I noticed you, and then last year you had rode well. I remember the Battle of Death, both motos last year, and then this year, great second moto, good first moto too. What is it about this place?
It's the vibe.
Okay.
I love the fans.
Yep.
I love how rowdy they get. I love the track. The soil is awesome. I don't know. It's just in the country, and I'm kind of from the country, so
okay.
It kind of feels like home, and I just love this place.
Good race for you. You got to be stoked, especially the second moto.
Yeah, no, I'm really happy with today. I qualified 14th, and I went 13-12 on the day for 11th overall, so every race we've been getting closer to the top 10, and I'm still trying to work on bettering myself, bettering the bike, and just like everyone else, so...
Yeah.
I'm doing exactly what I have been planning to do, and just very thankful to be in this situation right now, and just keep building.
Work on those starts a bit, huh?
Yeah. First start was like and then the second start was actually a lot better.
Yeah.
My confidence hasn't really been there, so I kind of lined up to the outside of the doghouse, and my second moto start, honestly, I should have been inside because I yanked them.
Yeah.
It was just like I pushed out with Craig and. I mean, it's racing, but no, I'm still happy where I started. And, I mean, hey, if you can start up front, it's way easier to stay up there than catch up.
One thing I've noticed, I've said this on my shows and maybe probably to you too. Like, man, I think you're in good shape. I think you push hard all moto. Like, you know what I mean? I don't know what your program is off the bike, but it seems like the one thing that you can control is your fitness as a privateer guy, and you're on it. So that's commendable.
Yeah. We're not really doing anything too serious during the week. We just make sure that, you know, we keep the intensity up. And I really just try to focus on my breathing out there.
Yep.
Over any big jump, just take a deep breath in and say, all right, here we go again. Got to keep fighting and fighting and fighting. And I don't quit. I will ride till I fall down. Like, so, no, it's been good. I know I can get top 10. I know those guys get tired, and I get tired as well, but I know I just have that edge, and we'll get it.
Yeah. It is a deep class, man. It is crazy how fast everybody's going. 15th, 16th, you know, it's nuts.
Yeah, no, this class this year is unreal.
Yeah.
Like, people look at the 250 class and they're like, oh, that's stacked. And then 450 is usually light.
I think it's switched.
Yeah.
It's switched.
Yeah. I think it's switched. And if anything, they might be even now.
Yeah.
Like, it's, if you look at the lineup, the top 10, they've all won a moto or a championship. Like, that's insane.
Yeah.
So for me to kind of be up there and, like, be battling with those guys, like, that's. It's unreal, and I just love the sport. I love battling with the guys and just trying to get better each weekend.
Well, hey, this was a really good race for you. Nice job. We'll see you next week, man.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.